So, when Naaman arrived at Elisha's house, Elisha didn't even come to see him. Elisha sent him a messenger instead to tell Naaman what he needed to do to get healed. It's a bit like when you order something from Amazon. The delivery driver comes to your house, but you don't actually meet the person who made your parcel. Someone simply brings what you need. This is what happened to Naaman. Elisha didn't come out. A messenger did. And the messenger said, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." The messenger had simply told Naaman what he needed to do to get healed. And how do you think Naaman felt when Elisha didn't even come to see him? I bet Naaman was angry. This wasn't what he expected. He expected Elisha to come out and heal him there and then. He could not believe it. He thought his rivers back home were better than the River Jordan, and he was ready to walk away. But Naaman knew what he needed to do. He just wasn't listening. He was too to the River Jordan and washed 7 times. He thought he was too important to do something so ordinary. He expected a big miracle. And Naaman was so used to being important and so being told what to do to wash himself in the ordinary river 7 times felt ridiculous. This isn't how he expected God to work. Although his servant spoke up and asked, "If Elisha had told you to do something difficult, you would have done it. So why not go and do this simple thing?" Naaman found it hard to do this simple thing, as it meant he had to do something different from what he wanted. Naaman had to humble himself. That means listening to others and doing what is right, even when it feels embarrassing. We all need help sometimes. And Naaman was too focused on himself, and he wouldn't let others help him. He was saying, "I will not do that." But God works in surprising ways. And Naaman trusted in God and finally listened to him. And so he went into the River Jordan 7 times to wash and clean himself. And he was healed. He was humbled and he did something that he found embarrassing. God works in ways we don't expect, and sometimes ways we don't want. But we have to trust him and humble ourselves to do things that are embarrassing to do and not what we want to do. And God uses those embarrassing moments. Did you know I wasn't meant to go to the University of Winchester? I had a confirmed place at Bath Spa, and everything was sorted. I had told everyone where I was going, and I was very excited about it. But then the university cancelled the course. And honestly, I felt embarrassed. I had told everyone what I was going to do, and now I had to go back to the start. I had to reapply and do the whole university process again. And I needed help to choose where to go. I even had to go back to my old tutor at college and say that it didn't work out. It felt like a setback. It wasn't what I expected God to do. But I had to trust God. I had to humble myself and accept help. I then reapplied to the University of Winchester and got in. God worked in a way that I didn't expect. He shut that door of Bath Spa University for me and opened another one that I hadn't expected. For Naaman, washing in the River Jordan 7 times was embarrassing and simple, yet one of the hardest things to do. And doing something that seems so simple can take the most strength we've got. God works in surprising ways. We might not always understand what he is doing, and we might not always like the way that he does this, but we can trust him. Because sometimes what looks like a small, simple, or even embarrassing thing can be the very place where we discover God at work. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the story of Naaman, the servant girl, and Elisha. Thank you for working through Elisha to heal Naaman. We ask today for help when we have to humble ourselves to do something we might find embarrassing or something that seems below us. Give us patience and wisdom. Might we put our trust in you to help? You are an amazing God. You work in surprising ways. Amen.